eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Do I have to tell you that it has been an even bigger honor than usual to have on our show during this incredible 12-1 season, one of the stars of the Eagles. The great Jason Kelce is with us right now. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Angela, how we doing?
Jason, I got to tell you, every Tuesday I'm watching the news, and you're always somewhere in the community. You were at George Washington High yesterday, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
What was that? What was going on there?
A foundation, or a couple of foundations were merging, and they were announcing their new branding that my foundation partners with. It's called Heights Philadelphia. Was formerly called Philadelphia Futures and Stepping Stone, and they've merged together to form a new entity be able to impact more kids. And, you know, they do a tremendous job. They set up cohorts. They set up these programs so that kids can realize futures in education, futures in occupation, as well as providing mentorship and support for the kids needing.
I gotta just say, you, Jalen Hurts was on one of these yesterday, and all I keep thinking to myself is how much the Eagles give back to the community. You guys do a phenomenal job at that, Jason. You really do.
I appreciate that, Angela. I think Philadelphia's done that for a long time. I've had a lot of former teammates that kind of showed me how important that is. The city of Philadelphia certainly shows you how much they care about the Eagles, so I think that makes a lot of the players in the locker room really become embedded in the city, especially the longer you play here.
Absolutely. All right, let me throw you in the deep end of this latest controversy we got, Jason. Micah Parsons comes out, he says, it's not so much Hurts this year, it's the system. And part of it is you. I think he said they got a great offensive line, lots of weapons, great running attack. How much of it is Hurts and how much of it is the system?
Well, it's both, you know, I think. I never understood, like, the system, like, who cares? It works, and he's playing really, really well. I think when Kobe Bryant came and talked to the team, people like to hate on Phil Jackson because all he did is had great players. I said, well, who do you want him to win with? Who do you want him to win championships with? You want him to win championships with a bunch of, third, fourth rate guys, like you got to have good players to be successful. So I think Jalen, obviously we do have a good team. We have a good team across the board, but you cannot deny the greatness that Jalen has played this year at. Whether it's the system from the coaches, whether it's the system with the players around him, all of that is, you know, he's still got to go, end of the day, he's still got to go out there and play well. He's still got to go make great throws. He's still got to make great decisions. He's still got to be a game-changing quarterback with his legs and in the air. And his ability to do all of these things has allowed our offense to be more dynamic than most offenses in the NFL. His ability to make good decisions and not turn the ball over while also making explosive plays and pushing the ball down the field has given our team a really highly efficient offense. So, you know, I think, you know, everybody's going to make these arguments. People have agendas. People want other people to be MVPs, whatever the reason is. But as far as I'm concerned, you can't deny how great of a quarterback Jalen Hurts has been this year.
Well, that's a great answer, Jason. I just, my only follow-up would be, you've been playing football a long time. Have you ever played with a quarterback who had a better season than Jalen is having so far this year?
Yeah, obviously the big connection would be Carson in 2017. And Carson, I mean, people forget Carson was having a hell of a year that year. I mean, he was up for the MVP candidate as well. So, you know, it's hard to compare year to year. But I think Jalen is having probably – I just think our offense is probably slightly better this year. But that might be recency bias. I don't know.
It's pretty good both years since the other guys won the Super Bowl. I got to ask you, Brandon Graham, he's the defensive player of the week in the NFC. Yeah, you are having a phenomenal year. You guys are both significantly past 30. What's the secret here? How are you able to still play at this level at your ages? What's the secret?
Well, Brandon's still a freak of nature. that helps. You know, obviously I'm not as fast, strong, or powerful as I was when I was younger, even just, you know, a couple years ago. But I still have enough of that. And I think as you play and you gain experience, you know, you gain little tricks, you gain little your techniques. You know, I really think I kind of wish I knew now and played the game now this way as when I was, you know, 27 years old. Because I think back, I'm like, man, I would have been so dominant back then if I just would have played with this type of hand placement and all of these things that I have to do now. So, you know, I think, you know, I've been surrounded by great players, and I'm surrounded with a great coach. And I think Brandon would say the same thing with Fletcher Cox and all of these other horses up front on the defensive line. And, you know, when you're surrounded by a lot of other great people so that teams can't just scheme against you, you know, that makes you play better. And when you have coaches putting you in great positions, the way Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon are doing for BG, you know, all of these things culminate into guys having great years. You know, it's not just about how great you are as an individual. So I think all of that kind of goes hand in hand.
Makes sense. All right. Now, listen, you mentioned Steichen. You know, he must be tired after all these games. So I made the game plan for him. Let me run it by Jason Kelce. You got 10 to, Jason, you're in Chicago, windy city. You got 10 to 20 mile an hour winds. The temperature's going to be under the freezing mark the whole game. Let's run the ball. Are you with me?
Whatever we need to do to score touchdowns. I'm always in favor of running the ball. I just want to win, and I just want to score touchdowns.
Well, that Sanders kid is doing pretty well this year too, isn't he, Jason?
He's doing great, and I've been particularly happy for Miles because, you know, obviously last year was a rough year for him. He didn't have any touchdowns. I don't know. I mean, how many starting running backs in the NFL go a full year without scoring a rushing touchdown? And this is a big year for him personally. So, you know, I've been really happy with, you know, how he's handled it, how he's kept his head down and just keep moving, just keep trying to get better, been patient, waited for his opportunities, and been prepared when they've come up. And, you know, he's running better than I think I've ever seen him run. And, you know, it's happening at a great time for him and our team. So really, really happy for Miles.
I do, too. One last thing. Now that you are officially a recording artist and a best-selling one at that, Jason, when you're out at all these different community events you go to, does anyone ever ask you to sing?
I have been getting that quite a bit, and I have to inform them that I am – not a professional singer and won't be singing, but it kind of started last year with the Star Spangled Banner, but I don't know who would have heard that and wanted me to sing more. But regardless, we got it's it's fun, you know, and you know, hopefully people realize that, you know, there are a lot of people on their album that I didn't really have to do too much of the heavy lifting on.
It's a great album. And you know what's coming back to that No One Likes Us song, Jason? It's starting to come back with all this ESPN stuff. We may need to do another version of that song soon.
I wouldn't mind that.
Sounds great. Jason, thank you as always, man. Keep it up. We love what's happening this year. You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Thank you, Angelo. Appreciate it.
Jason Kelce. And now that record... it's so back ordered now. People are still ordering it, even though they are being told out that they will not receive the Christmas album until February.
Well, people want to give it as gifts,
right,
you know?
For the parade.
Right, but it's like no, they're there giving you a certificate now that you could put in a stocking or something for the album, even though you will not have the actual album. It's actually
just
vinyl.
It's actually vinyl.
No, it's vinyl.
It's only vinyl?
I believe it's just vinyl.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
It's real old school, but they have like 100,000. They all sold out, and now they're back ordered, and you can get a certificate saying that this is good for one, but you might not get it till February.
Till 2023 Christmas.
Can you download it?
There's always another
Christmas.
Can't
you download
coming,
it, though?
Right?
So right now there are songs available on Spotify.
There are some available.
Yeah, it's just...
Every week they release another one.
Exactly.
The vinyl's just a cool gift to give.
Yeah.
And I believe that once it's like officially all done and dropped that they'll probably put it on.
I'm going to tell you the truth. This is Mayalata. If he released just he's so good.
He's fantastic.
He's got an amazing voice.
Sure does.
And Lane Johnson is really good.
I have an alarm set for 9 a.m. tomorrow. I couldn't get it the first time. I missed it the second time. It was in my car. And now a third time, I'm going to try tomorrow.
And Jason Kelce, let me tell you something about him. He's a fine center.
You Joe's are just out of control this morning.
The way I said that was cool.
Yeah, you're smooth like broken glass.
He's a fine center and a great singer. And Kylie, his wife is listening, so she's going to come for you, buddy.
Kylie is probably also Jason's third on the album. Let's be honest. Mayalata and Lane are a little
different styles. He's a Willie Nelson kind of, you know.
Willie Nelson can't sing.
What do you mean he can't? What are you? That's
terrible.
Don't even say that.
No,
that's sacrilegious.
That's unbelievable. That's un-American. You go. Oh my God!
What's
that's the worst thing you've ever said in
would
30
you like,
years.
Would you like me to?
My God!
I can do
what
Willie
the
Nelson.
Hell?
Right? You want me to do Willie
Nelson?
No,
don't even go there. That's like he's like.
Don't do it again.
Jeez,
do
Louise!
Again.
You don't even.
Ow. Ow! I'm Willie Nelson. How do I sound?
My
goodness. Good.
What's the matter with you?
I can't think of a single Willie Nelson song.
It's the worst thing a girl can hear after kissing Willie Nelson.
No. All right, 8:22 is your time. Ava Graham is here with an update. In fact, we're going to change the question, Ava. What's the final read on our first one?
Well, it is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Do you want the Sixers to trade Joel Embiid? 86% say no.
All right. He told Yahoo Sports that we did.
Trolling.
And he is not. Do you think I fell into that trap, Rhea?
No, you did not. I'm impressed with you.
No, it sounds. She's lying again. Ouch. She has decided to lie on everything I ask her the rest of the day.
Good. But make it easier.
I sniffed that one right out. That was not even sincere. New question, Ava.
Which Eagles coordinator would make the best NFL head coach? Gannon, Steichen, Clay.
Steichen. Not even close. Steichen. What do you got, Ruben? This is a job you did.
I got Steichen.
He's got Steichen.
Yeah, Matt's true.
Rhea.
Gannon.
Gannon? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like him to go.
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon. Right,
she just lied again.
That's not the...
Your credibility
10 for 10.
Is zero today.
Yes.
Ava.
Steichen.
It's Steichen. All right. Let me get this one. I just got to get this in. So, Ruben, what I've been doing now, literally every week for the past 2 months, and we'll probably do till the end, is interviews. Lots of interviews.
Yeah.
And I did one yesterday with this guy. It was a very good interview. His guy's name was Eric. And he asked me a question, and I realized, no, this is a great question for Ruben Amaro Jr. Because he said, is the media doing sports in this town as tough as it used to be?
Not even close.
No.
It's not even close.
All right. So, and then I started to reflect on our show. And I realized that in 1993, that was truly the angriest any team has ever been at any media I've ever been around. Jim Fregosi. You were on that team. Jim Fregosi hated us. Darren Dalton hated us. The hatred on Macho wrote toward all WIP people was through the roof.
Except they used that Schilling. Energy.
They used except that, for what?
Kurt Schilling used to call us Schilling every morning. Either.
But they hated Schilling.
They used that energy. They used right. that energy to fuel them in a lot of ways.
It helped. It was us against the world thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were nastier then. We were more. We kept
more
you,
aggressive.
More aggressive.
Yes.
So what changed? How do we become less that when we didn't intend to be?
I think our ex-mayor and governor basically, I mean, it's maybe. The wussification.
We just,
of our
everybody
society.
Just kind of softened up a
little. A little softer.
Right?
A little nicer, a little softer.
All right. I don't want to be that. I still want to be
mean. Well, you're
mean.
Not that soft.
I'm not that soft. Yeah. Like will the next show that replaces us, since they were not upset by Micah Parsons,
oh, God.
Will they need Rhea Hughes to yell and scream?
No.
No.
No, they'll do some yelling and screaming.
But will it be on the issues that are important, like hating the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Because you know what? If nothing else works, Joe Wechter's prepared to brandish a cattle prod.
Oh.
And he'll use it. Because those guys, Al, did not think the Micah Parsons thing was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've heard James Seltzer eat his words.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the camera? I want him in
here. He's eating a bagel.
He's eating a bagel. He'll be in later.
He dropped his bagel. I had to go get another
James didn't eat his words. He actually just agreed with you just to get out of the room.
All right. Well, but Joe, will Joe come around on this?
I doubt it.
All right. And I'm not even asking.
Right? Yeah, John is. Yeah, John.
Stanford.
You can't handle him.
Can't really do Stanford. They think they're better than everybody else.
He'll outwit
else.
You.
What's that?
He'll outwit you.
All right, but honestly, between you and Richie, who got more out of that Stanford education?
Oh, Richie did.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You're on my side today. I don't think so. Let me go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Ange. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Joe, what do you got today?
Okay. This has been such a fantastic run since the start of the season. And we're just enjoying every game of it. The bad news is, after come February, we're just going to have the Flyers and the Sixers. And Tortorella's got to have, like, the patience of Job to put up with this. And we're expecting better things from the Phillies because of how the season ended. They need to up their game, too.
Hmm. Yeah.
They've already upped their game.
One thing I learned over the past 33 years, Joe, is if you're going to retire, retire right after the football season because there's a couple of months in there that are not great.
Yeah,
especially
agree.
With a Flyers team, Al, that can't win.
Can't they score.
They just can't. Al, is that hard to do those post games every time?
Yep, it is because it's the same. It's like you play hard and you just can't score. You can't finish.
Yep. So what do you say when you're on there?
That they play hard and they can't finish.
Wow.
Yeah, but now sometimes you
different
got like,
ways.
You got like 45 ways. Minutes, maybe an hour. How do you stretch that out for an hour?
Well, there's a hockey game. So, I mean, I like watching. That's why when the Sixers were bad, I'm
right.
like, look, if I'm a basketball fan or a hockey fan, I watch because I like hockey or basketball.
You're just watching the game.
I'm watching the game. Something's going to happen. There's something crazy going to happen.
Right.
That's
every,
why you're a sports
single
fan.
Game.
Yeah, every single game.
It seems like whatever the they're paying you, you're really earning it this year. That's all I'm saying.
Not really.
No, okay. Joe, who are you dying to meet?
Ready, Ange?
Yep.
Cindy Webster.
Oh, that can be arranged.
Oh, no.
All right, Joe,
oh, no.
Joe, stay on hold. All right, let me just, Al, this what? Is happening more and more.
What?
I'm puts getting, me on the spot a little,
I'm getting
it?
Emails. I'm getting emails from guys out of nowhere, Al, who are saying, before you leave, is there any way you could introduce me to Cindy Webster?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Al, that is a incredibly intelligent, sweet, beautiful woman.
Who?
And Cindy.
Oh.
Not talking about me.
And Al, she has not had a serious boyfriend in years.
So they're not serious?
No. And here's the thing. So I went to, I forwarded her one of these guys that said, please introduce me. I think we got something
Maybe
here.
She's happy.
And she said no.
Yeah, because she's happy. Why would she want? Why do you want to make her miserable?
Because, Al, maybe there's a man out there that's her soulmate.
Oh, stop using that term. That's the most disgusting term I've ever heard.
What are you talking? That's
soulmate.
Al, come on.
Break soulmate.
Bro, you
she's
met
a sweetheart.
Cindy.
Leave her alone.
Is Cindy a catch?
She is. She's a sweetheart.
Well, why is she not open to it?
Because she's smart.
Thank you, Rube.
And then it becomes a question of
us.
Is she not open to it because I'm involved, or is she not open to it even in a dating setting? What if she meets a guy at a cocktail party and he bowls her over?
No, that's good for her, but she's not going to take anybody from your angle. She's very
Please
smart.
Please believe it.
My angle. What's my angle?
Yeah.
What are you?
You're not going to help her. Your friends aren't going to help her.
My
Anybody
friend,
that's associated
no.
with you is not going to be someone that she's going to want to match up with.
Wait a minute. I and me alone makes him not at all available.
Appealing.
No.
Correct.
Yeah.
That ruins anybody's appeal.
Also correct.
It's got to be somebody in Vineland.
Yeah. Boys. Stop with Vineland now. Albert, earlier in the show, pointed out that Vineland is the birthplace of the term moron. You with me, Rube? Well, this is, is what he's saying true? If I were to acquire a guy that might be a soulmate for anyone, the odds of it happening are zero because I'm the guy that's the middleman?
Bingo.
I think they'd be great.
Another lie.
Jeez. Imagine 12.
You're three away from the record. Sean's on the line. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ange. How you doing today?
I'm great, Sean. What's on your mind, pal?
So first, I want to respond to Micah Parsons and his nonsense. I'm with you, Angelo. I take those kind of things personal. I'm going to use any motivation to put somebody on their butt on the field. And Micah Parsons, like, he just shows the class. It was classless, the statement. Like, he's a fellow football player. He's playing. He hurts. I'm talking about. He's playing well. So when somebody's asked about him, even though it's on an opposing team, you give a classy answer. That was a classless answer, and it made no sense.
No, but here's the thing, Sean. The original comment, it came out of nowhere. He was talking with Von Miller. That's one thing, right? But then he was asked repeatedly. He had an opportunity to back off it. And he did the opposite. He doubled down on it.
Yep.
He doubled down on it. Sean, there's no question he was out to insult our quarterback. How am I That's not supposed to react to that? It's not right.
I agree.
That
I agree.
Kid has been, Sean, you've been watching football a long time. Have you ever seen a quarterback have a better year than Hurts has had so far?
I mean, the transition from last year to this year is amazing. Like, he made leaps and bounds in improving. Like, you can see every bit of the work that he put in on the offseason pay off on the field. Like, it's super obvious. Like, Micah Parsons has his head up his butt.
I'm with you. Sean, give me somebody you're dying to meet.
Hey, so somebody I'm dying to meet is LeBron James.
Oh,
but hey,
LeBron
Angelo,
James.
One more thing. Can I give a quick shout-out to the 13U Omni Eagles? They're the only 13U team in Philadelphia to go down to Orlando, Florida, and win the AAU National Championship. So I just want everybody to give them a big round of applause and shout them out. The boys play 6 games in 7 days. One day they play 2 games. I think it's amazing. I just wanted to give them a shout out.
All right, that's not allowed on our show, Sean, but still.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you and those fine young men. All right, anyway, let me just explain to you, because these people had said no big deal, including my friend Glenn Macker. Where the hell's he at? Why isn't he eating crow today? He tweeted out it was nothing. Is it just me? Yeah, Glenn, it's just you. You and a couple of the sycophants that listen to you here at WIP. But anyway, you got to understand. So Parsons made the thing, it's a system, it's not the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Then he reiterates it. Here it is here.
Can you say that if he's not leading statistically or showing at any top 5 category? Like, is that an MVP based
off wins? I think
because
wins.
I would say the Eagles' defense will be the MVP.
Number one in quarterback rating at 108.4. It's called Google, Micah. Try it once in a while.
He didn't even have his stats right.
No, completion percentage.
Not in the top 5 based on what?
But he completely understands.
He gets
football, though.
This, to me, was the biggest insult.
Yes.
He then took a guy who was the final pick in the entire draft, who had a very nice first game with the Niners, and then immediately put him in the same league.
Disgraceful.
With Jalen Hurts. Listen to this.
Brock. The Niners is surrounded with talent. Debo, Ayuk.
Crazy.
McCaffrey.
Kittle.
Kittle. So now you see
Trent Williams.
Are we going to say, is Brock the MVP or is it the team?
That, in that case, that's the team.
So if we look at the Eagles, is it Hurts or the team?
It's Hurts, you dumbass, and the team. Hold on. Let me get Tracy up here. She'll put him in his place. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Do you hear this babbling idiot?
Exactly. He's an idiot. It is disrespectful. He sounds like a moron. Did he look like he understood football when we played them? Or did he look completely clueless out there?
He didn't do a thing. He did nothing.
He looked lost. He looked like we set down the game plan on how to play him. And looked like the Texans learned from that, because he looked like that last week, too.
And he didn't have his facts straight. He said the guy's not leading in any categories out of the top five. He's got the best quarterback rating. That's all the categories. He's number one.
Look, here's a couple things for you. Clearly, he would rather have people focus on his stupid comments than his play on the field. He doesn't want anybody talking about that or anybody rolling.
He has not played great the last two games against two inferior clubs, yes.
Keep going, Tracy. Rip him more.
That's called deflection. Let's not talk about what I'm doing. Let's talk about what I'm saying.
Yep.
And by his logic, I'm using that term loosely, by his logic, if he thinks his team is so great, then shouldn't his quarterback look at least as good as Hurts?
You're with
because
him. You're right.
It doesn't make any sense to me, because my question would be for him, so is it your quarterback that sucks, or is it your whole team and your system? Which is it? That would be my question.
Tracy, I would like you to debate him. I believe you would win that debate.
I think I would.
I'm pretty sure you would. Tracy, who do you want to meet?
You know I want to meet Jalen Hurts. Anybody?
Jalen Hurts.
No.
You know, we got to do that. Tracy's always driving
Angelo,
up from Atlanta.
No, we can't, because then we'd have to do it for everybody. Tracy's awesome. She's a great fan, but then what's going to happen when the next person calls you up?
I don't know. I won't be here anymore at that point.
You'll be retired. You won't care.
That'll be your problem then.
It's not going to be my problem now.
Tracy, I got people working on this right now.
Not
Believe me. Believe Cindy. Me. I got people working on it. Well, maybe not Cindy after this thing with the boyfriends. 215-592-9494. When we return, Brandon Graham is the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, and he only got 29 snaps. Hmm. How the hell did he do that?
Is it the system or the team?
All right, welcome back at 8:42. Now, if you were listening early in the hour, I asked Jason Kelce how he and Brandon Graham were doing it out well into their 30s.
Yeah.
Because they are both major contributors to this 12-1 team. And he said that he wished he had the wisdom at 34 that he had when he had the athleticism of 24.
Yep.
Right now, he said, if only I knew then what I know now, yep, I could have really, really been something. Well, he's something. He already is. I was just asking Ruby, because Brandon Graham is 34.
I know.
Brandon Graham is a man who may be having statistically his finest season. On last Sunday, he had 3 sacks in 29 snaps.
Great.
That is, and he forced a fumble on one of the sacks. And to be able to do that with that few, Al, that's about half the snaps he got when he was getting every snap. And he's got 3, he's at 8.5 now, and his life goal in the NFL was to hit double figures. He's never done it. He did a 9.5.
Yep.
He had an 8.5 before. Now he's got another 8.5. When I'm watching that game Sunday, one of the things I'm dying to see
yes,
is 55 standing over Justin Fields, sack number 9.5.
Fast.
Right?
Yeah.
He is
Justin
fast.
Justin Fields.
But you know what, Rhea? That also does give you opportunities. Sometimes he doesn't see them coming. Yep. He's still looking for
a
way to run.
He did miss practice yesterday with an illness.
Yeah, so. I know he did, and that's kind of interesting. It's something we should monitor. But I gotta wonder how he's doing it. Yeah. So Ruben Amaro just informed me, Al. Do you know how old Ruben was when he retired?
32?
Three. Yeah. And you knew at 33 that you could not do the things athletically that you could do at 23 or 28.
Correct. And I didn't have a whole lot of mileage on me either, because I didn't play that much.
All right. But still, you were not as fast?
No.
Did you have as good? How good were your reflexes at 34 versus?
They were okay.
They were
not
okay?
The same.
No.
Not the same. No.
So can you explain how Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce are doing this? Brandon's coming off Achilles surgery and a total rehab, and he's having one of his best years. How do you do that?
I think it's genetics, number one. And I think the other part of it is that the way guys train in this day and age is,
yep,
you know, and their movement, their ability to move, they train differently. They do different stuff with their core, their hips than we ever did, and it's really effective.
Remember the complaint we always used to have about the Eagles medical staff? You don't hear that as much anymore.
No,
maybe
you don't.
It's something they finally got right.
I think that was one of the things
that Howie was doing, I think, during the course of that sort of hiatus he was on for a couple of years, was working on, you know, what best practices can we have? What can we do medically? What can we do in a variety of ways? And that was one of them, I think.
There's a free agent out there. He's 34.
Yep.
And you're the GM of a baseball team.
Yep.
You're looking at him?
I am, if he's on a real short deal.
One year, 2 years. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But when you're seeing these deals now, they're going 8, 10, 12, 13 years.
Rough.
Back end of that deal, they're way past 34.
Well, you're buying for the first 4 or 5 years. If you get the kind of quality that you think that you're going to get out of that guy, it really is supposed to like carry for the next, you know, the 4 or 5 years then later on.
You're taking a hell of the back end, you're going to regret it. You're not getting that.
But most guys aren't even going to be around. Those GMs aren't even going to be around, though. Even the ownership may not be around during that time.
So they're doing this for today and their own security.
I think part of it. That's certainly part of it.
Okay, I'm with you. Nate's on the line. Well, Nate's seen somebody. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ange.
Who'd you see, Nate?
Come on out. I saw Lawrence Taylor.
You saw LT? Where was this?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Hard Rock Seminole. I saw him at the bar last night.
And he came in?
He was sitting there with his wife. Me and my wife came in. So I asked one guy, I said, is that the best defensive player in NFL history? He said, yes, it's LT.
All right, hold on, Nate. I don't want to get you in the middle of this. Some would say it's Reggie White, but it's one or two. Right? Either he or LT is number one. I'm with you. But keep going. Let's hear more.
Actually, I said linebacker. My fault. I didn't say defensive player. I said best linebacker.
All right. No argument. So definitely.
We're walking up to the bar. So I'm looking. So the guy's like, just keep it down. I guess he didn't want no people to know. So my wife, of all things, I'm the Eagle. We're all Eagles fans. We open up her shirt. She got the Eagles shirt on. I turned around and looked at my wife, told LT, look at that. He looked at me and gave me a Philly middle finger. I love
no!
it.
No! No!
That's awesome.
No, Nate, perfect. Hold on a
with
minute.
With a smile on his face?
What are you supposed to do?
With a smile, with an LT smirk, like he just sacked the quarterback, gave me a middle finger.
Nate!
I just looked like I was in awe. Like, I'm like, that's the second. I know Marvin Harrison personally. We all went to Roman Catholic together. So that's the second Hall of Famer I saw in person. I'm like, this Lawrence Taylor. Like, are you serious? They gave me the middle finger.
Nate, do you realize you have a story to tell for the rest of your life that LT flipped you off?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Off in the center bar in Seminole, Hard Rock, in Fort Lauderdale. We was at the center bar. Saw the earring dangling. That's what caught my eye.
All right, but Nate, hold on. There's one thing, though. All right, let's just say it wasn't LT, and it was some other guy who was drunk. If that, and you, but it, he looked just like LT. Could you beat him up if you needed to?
No.
All right, hold on. Nate. I heard your wife in the background laughing at that. Is that?
Yeah, she's laughing at that. Get used to it. She's laughing because you told me fighting. I'm a landlord. I got into a fight with a tenant last week. That's why she's laughing so hard. So
oh, okay. All right, but you sound like you can handle yourself if you need to, right, Nate?
Born and bred North Philly.
Come on, he's North Philly. He could take care of LT if he had to.
He looked like he still can play.
Nate, what a great story. I love it. Awesome. Who would you love to meet if you could meet anybody?
He's passed away now, Muhammad Ali.
All right, Ali. And I met him. I think you did too, Rube. Is that right? Did you meet Ali?
I met him briefly. Yeah.
I
was in awe.
The thing about Ali is
an aura around him.
He met everyone. He was everywhere for so long. And I met my all-time idol, Will Chamberlain. But I was even more overwhelmed when I met Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a man. What a great, great ambassador for sports in our country. Eagle Shirley's on the line. Hi, Shirley.
Hey, good morning, family, friends, Rube. Hey, everybody.
What's up, Cheryl?
All right, Cheryl, you better not say what it says on that screen. You don't care that Parsons disrespected your quarterback?
Dude, this guy is a straight nut. You know what I mean? I'm talking right now from someone that grew up in North Philly. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, I love my Eagles, love my sports, but listening to their conversation, one, he wanted the information out there. Two, he knew exactly how far to go.
Yep.
Three, he's not going to talk great about another quarterback when he got his quarterback. He would get in more trouble seeing how great Hurts is than the opposite. So the opposite, he's good. He's good, and it was a little setup in there for him from Von Miller that asked that question. That's why they was laughing, because he know he couldn't give out the answer that he wanted to really give, saying how great Hurts is. He skirted around everything but that.
No. He brought up Brock, a guy who is the last pick in the draft, and use him as a point of reference. You can't do that, surely. Jalen Hurts is having the greatest year I have ever seen a quarterback have in my life, and you cannot say anything negative about that man and attribute it to a system when it is he and he alone who is making those great decisions under duress.
You're right. Absolutely right. But he was not going to say it. That's why they was laughing. Von Miller knew what he was doing when he asked him that question. He knew exactly what he was saying.
Von Miller didn't ask the question. You have it wrong, Shirley.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
It was the other way around.
He brought it up. He asked Miller, and then he answered his own question.
That's just worse.
Miller was not looking for trouble. He went out of his way to cause it.
Right, so even with that, he wanted to bring that up. He wanted to be in this conversation all week long, leading up, because this is going to go take us to the Dallas game. This is going to take us all the way up to the Dallas game, and he's going to be front and center because of what happened, how he got his butt whipped when we played them, and he feels salty about that. At the end of the day, what can I say, what can I do to get everybody ticked off, especially Philadelphia fans?
All right, it worked.
Don't talk about Hurts.
But Cheryl, hold on. Do you realize you are the most religious person I know in my whole life? You're the most religious. And I want to know what you're going to do about Christmas Eve. How are you going to, are you going to have people over? Are you going to somebody's house? How are you going to handle a big game on Christmas Eve?
We're having our Christmas Eve little gathering on that day on purpose because we surrounding it around the Dallas game. So Dallas game, the Eagles-Dallas game is our focus. So we going to have light dinner, and that's going to be our Christmas, our Christmas, but we're going to celebrate it on that day. So I need to fill it up, the Eagles. And I heard Jason Kelce, and that's who I would love to meet him. Oh, my God, he's such I just love that man. I would love to meet him. But what they doing this year, can't nobody sit and deny that. That ESPN stuff, all of that is to get their names out there even more so, bigger than ever. They sit in their homes and they saying, look at this man. Look at what this guy's doing. But they don't want to acknowledge him because he's been through that. He's been through that for so long. He done got used to it. So I told Joe Wechter, I said, you know who he remind me of? Denzel Washington and that movie Safe House. You got to go watch it. If anyone did not see that, you see how cool Denzel was, no matter what he was doing. That's what Hurts do on the field.
I'm gonna price some time loose in my schedule to see if I can watch that. I'll check that out. Cheryl, here's the thing. That game Christmas Eve is a big deal in my life now. Isn't it to you too?
It's a very big deal. That's why I said that's our focal.
That's
that
our focus
day.
Point, Ella,
we
Christmas
focus
Eve.
We focusing everything around there. So whatever my son and my family got to do, y'all better do it early, because when that game come on, ain't no running around talking, ain't none of that stuff going on. Or don't come over my house.
You 100%. Know, give it. Ruben Amaro wants you to give him one.
Who?
Ruben Amaro Jr., the former GM of the Phillies.
Oh, well, you said a long name. I didn't know who you said.
Ruben, tell her you want one.
We need one, Cheryl. Give me one.
I got you, baby. Oh, my goodness. Let's go, Lottie Dottie, everybody. Jalen Hurts, MVP. You better believe it. I love y'all. E-A-G-F-E-F. Eagles all day long. Let's get this win. God bless.
God bless you, too. Al, I was just thinking of the two scenarios.
Two scenarios.
Eagles win on Christmas Eve.
All right.
I may go out caroling.
What?
I may go out to neighbors' homes and sing, like deck the halls and stuff.
Why?
Because I'll be in an amazing mood.
You have to go house to house now to ruin people's lives?
You have to walk down the driveway.
You ring the doorbell, they come to the door, and then you start silent night. You sing to them. It's caviling.
Why are you going to sing Silent Night off of an Eagles win over the Cowboys?
Well, whatever. You know, deck the halls.
Going jingle bells, right. Deck the halls. Right.
But here's the thing.
Cowboys got run over by a reindeer.
If the Eagles lose the game.
Right.
We're not talking about that.
It would be a horrible Christmas Eve. Al, most of the people in this city, their holiday this year is contingent on the success of the Eagles in that game. Do you realize that?
Well, I'm sure it'll be all right.
Are you doing? What's an Al Morganti Christmas Eve?
Well, I always watch True Romance. I watch the movie.
Are you still going to watch it after the game?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not watching the game.
Are you watching the game?
What time is the game?
4:25.
2:15. Why do I try? Yeah. When we return, a man who knows more than we do, the great G. Cobb is up. Lots of your callers in the 9 o'clock hour hot seat. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time.